Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
That guy just called his dog D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah.
Or Brandon Pajamski.
Depends. Although Pods might start.
Pods might be a very good name for a dog.
Yeah.
What's up, Pods? Come here, Podsy.
And I wonder what the starting lineup will be. Because, you know, Steph and Draymond, okay, we'll give you those two. We'll
that go was breaking news them, on yeah. our show. Draymond Green is in the starting lineup. He has earned the spot. Way yeah. to go, Day-Day.
Number of different ways he can go from there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Absolutely. And
Wiggins,
let's
if Wiggins can return to.
Yeah.
And how many times have we said this? If Wiggins can, .. And it's tragic that his dad passed.
I'm in on Wiggins this year.
Yeah.
I'm in. Like, I'd
say I'm in too, but that would be disingenuous for the amount of times and the amount
totally.
Of airtime I've spent burying him.
Well.
So I'm not going to pretend like I'm. You know, pom-pom Wiggins.
I reserve the right to define what that means, but I'm in on Wiggins this year.
Well, until you define what that means.
Well, it's early. It's
you're
October.
You're not in on Wiggins.
No, it is. I'm in on Wiggins. It doesn't mean, oh, he's going to average 20 points, and he's going to this and that, and he's going to look like the championship. No. Just I'm in on Andrew Wiggins and a bounce back. That's what I'm in on. A bounce back.
I'm going to ask you again. What does that mean?
I'm going to define it. It's only October 2nd. They're in Hawaii.
Right.
Okay?
And he is
he's
ill.
Sipping Mai Tai
he's
through
not.
A mask right now.
He is drinking Pepto through a mask. Mortussin. Getting that Motussin.
He's over there drinking Airbornes. All right. I got something for you, and then we'll go back to the phones.
All right.
Albert Breer.
Thank you.
Teams involved in the Davante Adams market have become convinced that the Raiders star is focused on engineering a trade to the New York Jets.
They're the favorite.
The Bills and Steelers are among those who've inquired with Vegas on Adams per sources.
Yep.
Okay.
According to covers.com, which is a site that posts odds on a number of different things, Davante Adams, next team odds.
Jets, probably 1-1.
-125.
Wow,
so
yeah.
Odds on favorite. You have to lay money to get money. Second choice, a tie between the New Orleans Saints and the Washington Commanders.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Why Pittsburgh Steelers are 7-1. Kansas City is 12-1. Dallas is 12-1. Those are the only teams listed as of today,
really?
October 2nd.
Buffalo's not on the list?
Not according to covers.com.
That's your high odds bet is the Buffalo Bills, which just from my eyes, I have no idea what Devontae wants and what the Raiders want, where they want to send him and all that. But if I'm just looking at the NFL as an observer and thinking to myself, okay, who could really use a wide receiver who's got a good quarterback and is a contender right now? There's your answer. Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Like, that's the answer. I don't think it's going to happen. But if I'm Buffalo, I'm willing to do right now whatever it takes to get Davante Adams on the squad. And if I'm Davante, I'm loving that idea. Go play with Josh Allen? But anyway, I get it. He wants to go play with Aaron Rodgers again. I think it's a mistake. You engineer a trade to the New York Jets. Your quarterback's 40. How much longer is he playing? By the way, they're not even moving the ball, and he's got two or three good receivers on his team now. So that's weird, but I get it.
Makes sense because
yeah,
the
Jets
are 2-2, but it feels like they're in a mode of desperation already. You lost 10-9 to the Denver Broncos.
No, it was a joke. Breece Hall is phenomenal. He rushed for 4 yards. 10 carries,
yeah.
four.
Yeah.
How many? Four.
Right.
4 yards. So, listen, I'm with you. I also think we're early enough in the game that it's still lying season on this story. Like, Antonio Pierce is full of it as he's sitting. Anything he says right now in front of the microphone, he's full of it. I think Devontae, although he hasn't spoken much on it publicly, he was, up in Adams. I think we're still in a speculative, agents are trying to move the ball around the field kind of a space. I'm not arguing that the Jets aren't the favorite. They are. But I also think that things like this can come public because people are trying to up trade value and offers and create interest in all of those things.
Trade deadline November 5th.
Plenty of time.
34 days from now. But this one feels like it'll happen sooner rather than later.
Sure.
Because if you're an acquiring team, you want to get the maximum amount of time with the player that you're going to acquire. And if he's out with a hamstring injury that really is only hamstring because he doesn't really want to play, then the Raiders would be equally motivated to get something done.
Oh, get it done. Absolutely. I mean, this is Davante Adams. If you're a contending team, you want those next 4 games of Davante on your team, for sure. All right, let's hear from you. Would you get involved in this conversation if you're the Niners? I am 100% yes. Dibs doesn't dig it. Rich in Fremont, you're next up. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling.
I can't take my call. What's up, Dib?
Rich, how are you, kid?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm still at work, but, hey, got to pay them bills and keep the lights on. Most of the time, Marge, you're usually spot on, dude. That's the reason why I love your insight. But on this one, I'm sorry. I gotta side with Dibs. I think Davante Adams to the Niners is a horrible idea. And the reason why it's horrible is because this is a guy, everywhere he goes, he just wears out his welcome. And he does it fast.
Whoa.
I don't know why. How many teams has he been with now?
Two. What are we talking about, Rich? Are you kidding? Where is he worn out his welcome?
We're talking about Davante. Has he been with 3 teams now?
No.
Just 2.
Packers, and then he left as a free agent and did not wear out his welcome in Green Bay at all. He wanted to go play with Derek Carr when Aaron Rodgers was leaving.
Okay, but I thought, so I was wrong on that one. I thought he went to the Saints. Anyway, I still think that if he's here, he's going to bring, undue attention to himself the way he did in his last 2 starts. He's with the Raiders now. He's trying to go someplace else. Look, we need continuity. We need team play, okay? Yeah, okay, I get it, Dad. Ayuk probably wasn't behaving as he should. Probably wasn't been a professional.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a history of it. Whereas Davante has always got a history of where he's one place, and then now he's not happy there, and now he's at the Raiders, and now he's not happy there.
Yeah, Rich.
So,
go ahead, Rich.
I just don't think that that the Niner offense needs that type of undue attention. They need to get have continuity going forward, because this is the reason why they're struggling, is because they're not you know, basically gelled together yet.
Yeah.
They got injuries, they got all this other stuff to deal with, and I'm thinking, if you bring in that guy, it's like, once again, the whole attention is going to be on him. It's like, dude, no, I'm not with that. I think it's horrible. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, Rich, thank you for the call. I'm literally sitting here wondering if you're actually thinking of the right guy. Like, your description of Davante Adams, in my opinion, could not be further from the truth. This is literally the first time in a decade-long career where there has even been the slightest sniff or story of Davante disgruntled and leaving a team. This is his second team. He was an absolute standard-bearing player for the team that drafted him, was the favorite receiver of his quarterback, stayed there forever until he was leaving, then became a free agent and left.
Yeah, six-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, like, I don't know what some of these characteristics that we're putting on Davante. My God, everything you just said about Davante, A, is not only not true, but B, it's much more true about Brandon Ayuk than it is Davante.
Well, I would look at his recent track record in Vegas from the doc that we've seen and what he's done now this year, where he's basically decided not to play anymore. And he may be hurt. He may be hurt real bad, and that may affect his trade value. But I'm seeing a player now in Vegas who's decided that this is a situation he doesn't want to be a part of anymore.
Well, I would agree with that, but I would also think in this particular case, especially since we've gotten a good window into it, he's completely justified. He's completely justified with these thoughts.
Don't know that.
I mean,
I don't know the inner workings of Vegas. All I know is that they're 2-2.
And he stuck it out. It's not like he quit on them. He played all the games last year. He kept running over the middle for Jimmy and hospital balls.
Yeah.
He kept doing it. I don't dig that we've arrived at this at age 31 season, and now we're painting Davante Adams as a bad guy and not a team guy. That's not my impression of Davante at all.
I'm not trying to portray him that way.
Or anyone.
You know, Rich might have been a little bit off in his background check of the player, but what he did say about continuity, I'll buy, because you've got continuity with Brandon Ayuk, and he's been there now, and this is his fifth year, and you know what to expect, and whether or not he and Brock are on the same page right now, that is a bit of a head-scratcher, because they should be. They've played together long enough so that they should be finding each other, and when I see him targeting Brandon Ayuk, I'm not seeing them on the same page. Sometimes the route that he's running is not where the ball is going. Is he expecting him to run a different sharpness in his route? I don't know. They look off right now, Brock and Brandon Ayuk.
I also think there's been continuity of eye roll moments with Brandon Ayuk, especially in calendar year 2024. And that, I think, is a totally fair comment. Jarrett in Virginia Beach calling in on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Jarrett. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so I think, well, Rich, I think he was thinking of DeAndre Hopkins, just real quick take on that. But hey, on Davante Adams, I think it's a fun idea to entertain, especially as a rental for now. One, he's a true wide receiver one. As a longtime 49er fan, I have not seen Brandon Ayuk really as a wide receiver one. In my opinion, he's more Jameson Williams-esque in that, you know, regard as far as talent goes. And if we do go out and get Davante Adams, say we do like him after this season, you know, let alone as a rental, hopefully he's a better option than, or a better rental than Chase Young was for us last year.
Nice.
But that restructured Debo's contract, if we do like Davante Adams next season, that restructured Debo's contract really starts to get interesting. And with Brock Purdy's play, he's really evolving this offense with moving on from that whole, you know, why aren't we in the talk of Yak brothers or yards after the catch and all that. Brock Purdy's play is evolution with this offense. It's quite interesting. Doesn't seem like we need a wide back anymore. We don't need a really dynamic fullback like Juice anymore. And if I'm looking at an offense with Davante Adams, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle, and Jordan Mason, all with Brock Purdy, I think that's a pretty scary offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, and maybe Debo, too. I know you're talking about the future beyond this year. Jarrett, thank you. I mean, the conversation he brings up I think is an interesting one. Where my mind goes is, Niner fans, be ready for this to be a little bit more each year. A little bit more of the pie is going to go to Brock. That's what this offense is going to be about as we move into the future. And he's proving that he, like each week right now, that he's able to handle that. It's not going to be about jet sweeps and Christian McCaffrey. And, like, if you're going to give this guy $60 million after the year, it's why I don't think the Super Bowl window closes. I'm now fully comfortable using the word star with their quarterback. He's a star quarterback, and that's what the next decade of Niner football is going to be about.
Yeah, I don't necessarily connect those two things. You can be a star quarterback and play the way that he's playing now. You don't have to go out there and throw it 35 times to justify making $60
million. I agree.
What you have to do is go out there and continue to be efficient, effective, and win football games. So I don't think that those two things are connected. And I disagree with the caller about the wide back and Kyle Juszczyk as a fullback, because you look at who started the game. Jordan Mason did not start the game. And I was wondering about that, and I looked at his stats today. Jordan Mason does not get credit for the start. They went with the wide back. Deebo Samuel started the game as the wide back.
For a couple plays,
Yeah, he got the first carry. And Kyle Juszczyk, the way they use him is exactly what Kyle Shanahan loves about football. Juszczyk in the backfield. And watch him this Sunday. I urge all of you, when they break the huddle, just watch Juszczyk, where he goes, because he never goes to a spot and stays there. He'll break the huddle and he'll be in the backfield, and then he'll shift over to the tight end or vice versa, over to the slot. This is what Kyle likes. For me, it's not about Brock's the star, therefore we're going to go four wides and we're just going to let him sling it. Kyle likes this, which is interchangeable pieces run by a quarterback who is brilliant, who can make all the reads.
I want to back up on something also where and this is off of the call with Rich, where Rich had some misinformation. So did I. Devontae did, and thank you for everybody on the Comcast business text line who just texted in. Devontae did not go to the Raiders as a free agent. That was a trade. The Raiders, I believe, sent maybe a one and a two, actually, to Green Bay for Devontae Adams. But
forced his way out.
See, that's not,
I'm
no.
That's
the perception of the idea that there was some sort of fight that led to that is, in my memory bank, not accurate.
I'll Google it. I'll go to my Green Bay sources.
No, but actually, it goes to a point you've brought up about the Packers a lot. They rebooted their receiver room with a bunch of cheap options, and they were restarting the whole thing with Jordan Love. And so they felt, I know, it was time to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Therefore, Devontae Adams, time to move on from him as well. And yes, I do think he had a lot of say in it. He wanted to go play with Derek Carr, who he knows from their college days. So, but that was not some sort of like, it was not like this feels right now. Let's put it that way.
Well, it was at the end of the year.
Yeah, this was not week five and Devontae's ticked and now he ends up on the Raiders. So to me, this is the first experience we're having with Devontae and the team at odds.
And this is the first article I found, which is the trade happened in March and the Packers informed Devontae Adams that they would not be using the franchise tag on him.
There you go.
So, in other words, yeah, we're not going to be paying you. And so, before they had the opportunity, they traded him to the Raiders. The Raiders gave him that big contract, there you go. That's where we are.
Yeah. All right. So, just clearing that up, and my bad on that particular front of the story. 888-957-9570. How about Austin in the city? Hi, Austin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Austin,
what's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, man. Hey, people sound delusional. I don't agree with the last caller. He don't even sound confident even saying that, trading Brandon Ayuk for Adams. Adams should stay where he at or go back to Green Bay. Other than that, I feel like everybody trying to find little nicks and things to say about Brandon Ayuk instead of paying attention to the dub that we just got and how he helped get the dub. He's drawing all type of coverage, defensive coverages on him to open up for Jennings and whoever else need to catch the ball and whatnot. Hey, I want y'all to keep the same energy when he starts lighting up everybody else up these upcoming weeks. Just watch it, man.
Austin, Austin, thanks. This isn't really about that. I know so many people want to make this about Brandon. Do you like him? Do you not like him? I get it. Like, there's a lot of fatigue about all the Brandon Ayuk conversation. To me, this isn't about that. This isn't punitive. I'm not freaking out about where he's at statistically. I didn't even think about him this week until this opportunity came. For me, this is simply an opportunistic conversation. You call, you have it, because I think this makes you better. That's it. It doesn't mean Brandon has to be traded right now. And the two options you came up with, Austin, are literally two of the only options that are not on the table. Staying with the Raiders or going back to Green Bay. Neither of those are palatable for Davante Adams any way, shape, or form.
Right. He told Green Bay that he wouldn't play on the franchise tag.
Correct.
Which is why, not that they weren't going to franchise him, he told them, I'm not playing on the franchise tag. Then they traded him.
Right. The franchise tag, every player says, or at least tries, to not be on the franchise tag. Nobody wants to be on that. Sometimes if you are, it's like T. Higgins in Cincinnati right now. If you're not even the top wide receiver on your team, well, sure, go ahead and franchise tag me.
Right.
Like, you're going to pay me probably more than I'm worth, at least for the short term, and then you figure it out later. But most star players do not, as you know, do not want the franchise tag or to play
right
on it. So anyway, the Raiders is not an option. The Packers is not an option. I'm not saying that Brandon's a poison pill, but I'm also not going to give flowers to somebody because he helped beat the Patriots with two catches. Let's be real here. You got to keep – I could say the same thing to you. Okay, same energy for Brandon Ayuk. Just because he missed camp, his fault, and now 4 weeks into the season, still isn't putting up numbers. We're not supposed to assess that. We're supposed to just be like, no, 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 everybody relax, and we have to just like be all nice about this. No, no, we were frustrated with Bosa a little bit last year. Fine. And I think it's totally fine to be frustrated with the Brandon Ayuk situation now.
You can be.
And guess who's frustrated? Not just me. Kyle Shanahan is frustrated.
Well, he's not so frustrated that he's doing anything about it. And, you know, you can hit me with the Mike Silver article that you were referencing earlier, a guy who is going to defend the coach and defend John Lynch, the front office, more than he's going to take up for the player. And I get that.
The article wasn't about defending anybody. It's saying the same thing I am, which is that
right,
this is an interesting idea.
I think it's, of course, an interesting idea. We're going to spend the whole show on it. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not even worth discussing because it's an interesting idea. I don't think it's going to happen. And I also don't think that it should happen. And we can look at Brandon Ayuk's numbers all we want, but the impact that he's making to Austin from San Francisco's point is greater than just how many catches and targets he's getting.
Yeah, it is, except for what did we do last year? That was the argument that a lot of people used all offseason.
And I push back on that
look
at every
these
turn.
Numbers. Okay, fine. Now look at these numbers.
Right.
Look at these. What do you want to do with this? 167 yards in four games for $30 million.
I want to look at every single play, and you look at all of the targets he's getting, and you can see times that he's open and the ball's not thrown to him. You can see the routes that he's running where he's not getting separation. You can see routes where he's wide open down the middle of the field and Brock doesn't see him for a walk-in touchdown.
Right.
We could talk about a week one pass in the corner when you and I were both there and he gets two hands on it and he should have scored and caught it.
Yep.
And he didn't. And we can look at, you know, plays where he's throwing blocks in the run game. There's more to it for me than two catches. That's too simple.
Agreed, but I want to stress, I'm not making this about Brandon. I'm making it about Devontae.
Right.
I'm not saying the Niners have a poison pill and they have to get him out of town. But good Lord, this is a pretty good idea if you ask me. I'm not saying he's poison, but this makes you better, in my opinion. And I think it's doable. I agree with you that it's probably not going to happen. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I don't think it's doable, but...
Well, it's doable.
Of course.
It's allowed.
They're allowed to do it. But if you're...
It's within the rules.
Three-team trades in the NFL are incredibly rare. Almost unheard of.
And this can be a two-team trade.
It can be, but if I'm the Raiders and I sent a first and a second to get him, and he still is very much the same player, basically, that he was then, and I'm going to settle for Brandon Ayuk?
But they're so different. The Raiders are a totally different organization than they were when they acquired Davante Adams. Three seasons
in two
ago.
Years? Yeah.
3 seasons ago, Derek Carr's their quarterback. They're thinking that they've got a playoff team. That's why they made the deal. Now they've moved on from Derek Carr. They've done nothing with their quarterback position. Patrick Mahomes has further solidified himself as someone who's impossible to beat, at least within the division. You know what I mean? Like, it's clearly a different scenario. That's why they're willing to deal him.
But the player is still as valuable or close to as valuable an asset as he was then.
In theory, yes. But as you know, when the world knows that you're forcing a trade, your value goes down.
Yes, but you do have 34 days till the deadline. Yeah. So you, if you're the Raiders and you have an understanding that Davante Adams is not going to play for you anymore because he's got a hamstring injury, or maybe it's just because he doesn't want to don the silver and black ever again, and you know that trading him is what you're going to probably have to do, you don't have to rush out and do it, especially if you are of your mindset, which is, you know, we're probably not going to win the Super Bowl anyway. We want to win as many games as we can. We want to be competitive. We want to keep our coach. We want all these things to go great. But we're not just going to give him away on October 2nd.
I'll agree with you.
Because he wants to be traded.
No, I'll agree with you that the Raiders aren't in a rush, except from the perspective that I would imagine other teams' offers would at least threaten to go down the more you wait, because Devontae becomes less valuable to that contender with each passing week. The Raiders are not in a rush. Let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hey, Kurt, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks for taking my call, fellas. And, you know, I just want to say one thing and make it real short. We're talking about contenders. Well, there's only one contender right now in football, and that's Purdy to take us back to the promised land, to the Super Bowl. And you're going to remember me telling you this. It's Purdy's shoulders, not the coach. It's not offense. Defense does get you back to a Super Bowl, makes you win one. But it's Purdy, the superstar, fellas. He is the star of the team, and he is going to bring us back to the Super Bowl. And there's no other one that's going to contend with us. It's not Philadelphia. It's not Dallas. It's not Green Bay. And it might be Detroit. But in the Super Bowl, 49ers and the Ravens. Kansas City, they're out. I want them out.
Take them out.
Kurt, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you, Kurt.
I'm tired of them, too. But
Kurt, you can call anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, Kurt's calls.
I don't know if anybody's disputing him, though. He's like, mark my words, Brock Purdy's the one. Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Yes, Brock Purdy is the one.
Those are my words, too.
And where you and I differ is the evolution of the offense as it continues to evolve with Brock Purdy. I think that this is the offense that Kyle wants, and he just happens to have a really, really good quarterback, star quarterback. I'll go with you on he's a freaking star. The throws he made against New England, Mr. Dink and Dunk, and it's 50 here and it's 43 yards there. He's a star, and now they have a new dimension. But I also think that Kyle Shanahan wants to run his offense this way, no matter who he has at quarterback.
This way, yes, but there are tweaks to quote unquote this way. Like when
he now has a wrinkle,
right? Like when you had Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Okay, we're going to tweak this a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to just 3 yards, cloud of dust, hand the ball off 29 times. Not going to do that. So you're going to send it around your players, and I would argue that Brock Purdy has not only solidified himself as a star, but he's getting better. He's getting more experience. He's getting more. He's seen more things. And so you are going to lean on him a little bit more each year as you go, I would think. Let's go to, Gene in Oakland is on. Hi, Gene. What's up?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, Deb. Sorry to hear about your accident. I guess you're day to day right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm questionable for the next segment, Gene.
Okay, hang in there. That was a Davante Adams question. Yeah, you know what? I'm in on it. I would love to see him here. And it's not like I'm giving up on Brandon, but he has shown, once again, a bit of immaturity this year. I'm upset with him as I was with Bosa last year that he didn't sign a contract and give him some time to get ready, because I think he's hurt the team just as Bosa did early last year, only this time it's made a difference, I think. You know, we might have won another game if he was ready. That's, once again, I'm not giving up on Ayuk. If we continue with him, I'm hopeful and maybe even confident that he will get back to what he was last year. He certainly started to show it in the last game. But Davante Adams, I mean, we're not far removed from him being the best receiver in the game. I mean, 2 years ago, the guy was a stud. Last year, he didn't have Carr. He had Jimmy, who almost killed him, like he almost killed Kittle.
And he still went for 1,200, Gene. He still went for 1,200 last year, even with all those overthrows.
Exactly. So, you know, listen, and the whole question of would he want to come here, why not? I mean, we're as close to, you know, winning a Super Bowl for him as anybody is. The bigger question would be, could we come up with a package that the Raiders would accept? So, no, I would love to see Davante Adams here. Guy, I don't think he's ever showed any problems with maturity or, you know, being a prima donna or anything like that. I mean, he's a star, okay? So he's acted like a star once in a while. I wouldn't be surprised if this starts getting more serious in the next couple of weeks or more.
Yeah, Gene, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm with you. I think Davante Adams' background is plenty clean. Is it a fit? You know, as far as what the Raiders want, what the Niners want to give up, do the Niners even want to do this? I don't know the answers to any of those questions. And as far as what Davante wants, you know, engineering a trade to the Jets, it's fascinating. I don't know the way that he looks at this. We immediately hear these rumors of he wants to be back with his old QBs. And maybe he does look at the Jets. It's only 4 weeks in, and he sees an opportunity there. I have a hard time believing that. If you're actually, and he's going to turn 32 on Christmas Eve, okay? If you're really like, dude, it is all about winning a Super Bowl, then are you going to stay in the AFC and join the Jets? And your quarterback's 40, and you may be there post Aaron Rodgers, and you've got to deal every year twice with Josh Allen. You got to deal with Mahomes. You got to deal with Burrow. You got to deal with Lamar. My God, I mean, clearly to me, if that's your sole focus, here gives you a way better opportunity at a Super Bowl than the Jets.
I don't think you look at it as anything more than this year if you're Davante Adams. And you look at his contract, and the dead cap is 15.7, which is not that much. His base salary for next year is 35.6. The cap hit is $44 million. I don't know a team in football that will want to pay that to Davante Adams. So I think, and he probably knows that, he's made a ton of money in his career, and you look at your contract situation, and you know that you are most likely going to be a victim, a cap casualty, as they call it, in the offseason. So you're looking at this as a one-year deal no matter what. So yeah, you go to the Jets, and you look at your old buddy Aaron Rodgers, and you look at a team that, if he goes to the Jets, are they a viable AFC championship team? I would say so. You know, Kansas City, the front runner. Buffalo sure looks good. Miami's got no quarterback. And, you know, where else do you want to go in the AFC? Cincinnati seems to throw up on themselves at every opportunity. Houston's a comer, but they feel like they're still a year away.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
You just don't know. But I think you go to the Jets and you think, automatically, I have a better chance than I do currently.
CBS Sports wrote up, and these are all over the place, but potential landing spots and little blurbs about each one.
I like a blurb.
Niners are on the list.
Are these in order of probability?
No, I don't think so, because the Steelers are actually listed first.
Okay.
I don't know what the order is. Everybody gets a blurb if you made the list. And there's about, I don't know, seven teams.
Yeah. Give me the Niners blurb.
While far-fetched,
okay,
the 49ers, and I've granted that off the top, have I not?
You have.
Okay. While far-fetched, the 49ers should be considered, given Ayuk's awful start to the year following his massive contract extension. One of the reasons why the 49ers reportedly kept Ayuk was because they couldn't find a team willing to give up a receiver of similar talent in a possible trade. This is where Adams and the Raiders come into play. Yes, the Raiders would have to absorb Ayuk's salary, but they'd be getting a young, talented player who should only be entering his prime. In return, the 49ers would get Ayuk's salary off the books and would instead get a future Hall of Famer who shares San Francisco's desire to win a ring.
I like the blurb.
My thoughts exactly.
I like the blurb. You had me at while far-fetched. Because
and that is acknowledged.
And, you know, when you look at these things and it takes two to tango, and if you're the 49ers and you really are frustrated with Brandon Ayuk, and I can see that they are, I think that the blurb is wrong about his, quote, awful start to the season. And the numbers aren't great. But if you watch the game, as I have, every game twice, you see that he's doing more than just running around, and he's not being targeted much, and he's had a couple drops. We can call it four drops. And
that word is strong. I'll grant that. It's not been good. It's been disappointing.
It's been fine. He's been fine.
Disappointing.
He's been available. He leads the team in snaps. He's been more available than Debo. Juwan had one spectacular game, and name another receiver who's done anything on this team. So,
well, there aren't that many other receivers. You named the three.
Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley.
You named the three
Jacob
that matter.
Jacob Cowing.
And I would argue that Juwan Jennings has clearly, not just because of the one game, has clearly been their best receiver.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Debo would be second, even though he missed a game, and Brandon would be third.
Correct.
But I think when you look at it from the Raiders' side, and do you really want to absorb that contract?
Probably not.
Because that's a big number. And if a team in a rebuild, and it feels like they're probably closer to rebuild than reload, is that really what you want to take on? A guy who has shown petulance and immaturity and is getting $30 million a year?
Well, probably not. But then again, petulance and immaturity has never bothered the Raiders before at any point in their entire lives.
Yeah, didn't they have Antonio Brown for a while?
Yes, they did.
And he burned his hands with ice or his feet.
Like he never played a game. He worked his way out of the team, like, right? He was during camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I would also argue this, though. Like, again, I'll grant probably not, but if you're the Raiders and all you want is draft capital, but you give up on Davante Adams, you're literally putting yourself in a spot where not only do you need a quarterback with your draft capital, you need receivers with your draft capital. We know you need running backs with your draft capital. There's too many things that you need. So could you want Brandon Ayuk, 25 years old, 26 years old, young, talented, and probably at $30 million a year, even though I don't understand this, probably within the next 3 years, might look like a bargain. Might look like a bargain. I mean, 4 years starting next year at $30 million, where's that market going? Ja'Marr Chase is going to fly by that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to keep on going, right? All these, you know, 4 years away from Marvin Harrison, probably making $44 million a year. So I don't know what the Raiders want.
Yeah.
I could buy into the possibility that they don't hate it. It's possible.
Yeah, I think that they would be, if you offered them that right now, just a straight up trade, they hang up the phone. Because
I don't think they hang up. I think they say words. They might say
stop
no
phone. Calling no. me. No, crank call.
How about what else you got?
Right. How about you throw in a first-round pick and then run into it?
They're not getting a first from anyone. And you can tell that by the fact that what they floated to reporters was that they wanted to start with a two. That's because they know they're not getting a one. You're not getting a one for a disgruntled 31-year-old.
Okay, so if the Niners offer a two, then you're going to get pick number 61 because the Niners are good. So the Niners two.
If you're also getting Brandon?
No, if you're just going to give him a two.
Oh, just the two. Okay. Yeah, no, this has to involve Brandon or else the Niners don't have any room in their receiver room.
Right. So, I mean, that to me becomes the challenging part because you shopped Brandon just about a month or two ago and those deals didn't get done. So all of a sudden now there's going to be a team like Pittsburgh's going to say, yeah, we want Brandon now.
On. Remember, those deals in part didn't get done because Brandon wouldn't let them get done. The report was that a deal did get done with the Patriots. A deal did get done with the Browns. He turned them all down.
So now you're going to go to New England and say, hey, how about now? I know he already turned you down.
No, you're going to go to the Raiders. The reports are they called on the Raiders, and at that time, the Raiders were a hard no on any Devontae call. Obviously, that has changed.
Yeah, I don't see the Raiders, and you know, for all their dysfunctionality, maybe they would see this as a good move to bring in Brandon Ayuk, but I don't see the Raiders in their roster, which I just was doing a quick glance at their two deep, and their roster's got more issues than just quarterback running back.
They don't have anything.
They have Davante Adams, Max Crosby, and a couple of good young tight ends who could turn out to be something.
Right. Right.
End of list.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I'm the Raiders, I'm not thinking, you know what, we get Brandon Ayuk and our rebuild is underway.
Wouldn't you say that at the minute Brandon Ayuk gets there, he's probably the second or third best player on the team?
In theory, you need
good players.
Yes, but...
And your best player wants out of town.
Right, but Brandon Ayuk, and you know, he's had an awful start, according to your blurb, Bobby Blurbson, and he had a whole summer of tantrums and TikToks and poop emojis, and so I am going to want to bring that on at $30 million a year.
Fresh start, maybe.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Fresh start. Maybe it won't be the same.
Maybe.
I mean, this is what he asked for. And the beautiful thing about signing, this is where Steiny does have a small point. The beautiful thing now, you don't need Brandon's permission anymore.
That's true.
So it's all brought to you by the Veranda in Concord, and we can see that a lot more you want to weigh in on this, and that's what we're doing. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To Willard and Dibs.
While I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me, Jaden Daniels was FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, "Oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you when I get off the show." So,
come on, coach.
On 95.7 The Game.
Check that. Future NFL star, Jaden Daniels.
Looks pretty
on
good.
The other line. Hell, maybe current.
Small sample. Let's pump the brakes.
You know, I was excited about the guy on the way in.
Yes.
But dude,
we can't drop a star on him just yet.
No, we can't. No, like, that's fair. I'm
CJ Stroud, is he a star?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would agree with
you.
Yes. I think kinda is a light way of saying it, but he's already a season and a fourth in and a playoff win.
That's correct. No, that's all fair.
Okay.
Put it this way. You want to be excited about Jaden Daniels? You should be.
Yeah. He's trending in the right way.
Yeah. For sure. This has been great today. It's been energetic.
Yeah.
And look, I do think the way that this thing is trending with Davante Adams, it feels like if I put the over-under on next Thursday, what do you got?
Him getting traded?
Yes.
I'd go over.
Would you?
Yep. I'd go over.
Oh, this is moving fast, brother. Like, if you even just look at where this was on Monday to today, this thing is trucking. Like, there are rumors out there. You go from, that doesn't look right. And then you get the hamstring injury, and he sits out, and you get likes on Instagram by Antonio Pierce, and immediately he's booked on Up and Adams while injured, which never happens. And then he's sitting there going, I haven't heard a damn thing from the Raiders. Antonio Pierce the next day is like, we talk every day. And then the next thing you know, Devontae's requested trade. 2 hours later, Raiders are open to a trade. Boom, 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 boom. This is all happening every 24 hours. And, the motivated parties on the acquiring end are going to want to do this as quick as possible.
I buy that, but I don't buy that, you know, it's going to happen as quickly as everybody wants, because I think that the Raiders are going to have a higher ask than what people are expecting. And that's why I don't think that Brandon Ayuk is going to be a part of it, because if I put myself in the Raiders' shoes, I want picks. I don't want a high-paid player who has been disgruntled at times, so I'm going to take my highly paid Hall of Famer and trade him for a younger, not Hall of Fame player who's shown some disgruntlement over this past summer. That, to me, doesn't make sense. I'd rather have a pick or two if I can get a second and a third. Well, if Christian McCaffrey commanded a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth, is what the Niners shipped to get Christian McCaffrey, and Devontae is probably of that same caliber as a player, a little bit older.
A lot bit older. This was two full seasons ago that they got Christian. He was 26 years old at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I'm getting the 31, almost 32-year-old Hall of Famer for at least one season, if I'm the Raiders, I want multiple picks. If I can't get a first, fine. Give me a second and a fourth. Or I'd rather have draft assets than a $30 million receiver.
You might be right. And I would even argue you're probably right. I don't know. And all I'm suggesting is that the Niners make that call and make that offer.
Of course.
I would totally do it.
I would totally do it.
Yeah. Let's keep going. 888-957-9570. How about our buddy Jose in Oakland? Hey, Jose, what's up?
Hey, guys. Look, for as incompetent as the Raiders have shown to be in the past, I don't think that they would take on Brandon Ayuk for Devontae Adams. For one, they wouldn't be willing to pay him the money that he's getting paid. They wouldn't be willing to take on his attitude and his poor playing as it is. They would probably demand a better player in return and picks. To be honest with you, if Lynch really wants to go all out, actually all in to win the Super Bowl, and he wants to deal with the Raiders, he would, give him a call. Tell them, listen, you're about to lose your top receiver. You don't have a quarterback. It seems to me like you're about to go into rebuild. Let's talk something else. We'll give you Brandon Ayuk. We'll pay some of his salary, and we'll give you a first and a second for Mad Max. Let us have Crosby. Now, Max Crosby, that would be a player that I would definitely want from the Raiders.
Crosby
pair with Bosa?
They're not interested in that.
Else.
Yeah, yes, it would. And the Raiders would not allow that to happen. And by the way, and Jose, thank you. Fact check me. You can't do that in the NFL, correct?
I don't think so.
You can't, like, pick up some of the salary like he suggested.
No, baseball, you do that.
Yeah.
And I think it, no, I don't think you can in basketball either. Basketball is a straight salary.
You
got to
take on
match.
The contract.
Right.
Yeah.
And so.
These are capped leagues. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So that's going to be a no from Roger Goodell.
Dog.
Yeah, there you have it. But
and Max Crosby's going to be a no from the Raiders.
Well,
dog.
Just for 5 seconds, if you can close your eyes and imagine Bosa on one side and Max Crosby on the other. There it is. Dream over. Somebody woke you up.
You could be the right corner and I'll be the left corner and we'll be fine.
Seriously.
They won't even get a pass off. I love that. Bob in the city. Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Nice.
I'm really intrigued with your the way you mentioned everything there, Willard. I basically could see how he could stretch the field. Going back to, like, our offense, I remember when Walsh, he was the king of the dink and dunk. And when he got Jerry, he really extended the field, and that went well into a Steve Young's career. So I think with Devontae, he could have really stretched the field. The only problem with all this is that I think the chemistry with our receiver is probably not working out right now, but I do see in the future, they wouldn't have paid him the money if they didn't see there was light at the end of the tunnel. So but anything's possible, right? Anything is possible. So
yeah, and I'll agree. Bob, I'll agree with that. Like, there are issues with the idea, and it's not just learning the playbook. There are issues with the fact that no matter who you brought in, if you're going to bring somebody new in, like when they were shopping or discussing a Brandon Ayuk trade in the offseason, that person ideally would need to work with Brock so the two of them can build some chemistry. And there should be optimism that Brock and Brandon will regain their chemistry because they had it before.
Right.
Quite frankly, I'm a little confused at why it looks the way it does now, whether it's a lack of chemistry or targets or whatever. If you're going to succumb to all this and do $30 million a year, I would have thought that this was prioritized in a different way on the field.
And maybe that's something we can ask Greg Cosell next week or Mark Schlereth when we have him on about what they're seeing in Brandon's routes, because I've seen in my eyes, I'm thinking about three or four throws where Brandon's running an out and he's not getting the ball. The ball's being thrown, but it's not being thrown where he is cutting. Is he rounding his route too much? Is Brock anticipating a different route? It doesn't look like, even when he's targeted and he's kind of open, that they're on the same page insofar as, you know, where he's going to be, you know, when he's running like a 12-yard out and the ball is 3 feet in front of him because Brock thinks he's going to cut it sharper or come it back sooner or whatever the misconnection is, you see it on a lot of his targets.
Well, it's a little odd because, I get it. You have to keep that. You have to cultivate it. You have to do it every offseason. That's why they do. But these two dudes, they made beautiful music together last year. Like, really beautiful music.
Yeah.
1,300 yards on 6 targets.
And he was like second team all pro.
Yeah. So, like, where'd that go?
Right.
Where'd that go from just one off season of sort of, like, losing a little bit of time together? And why is it not back, if it's not fully back? Because even this year, they've been back together for 5 to 6 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
I wouldn't think that it would take this long. And I don't know that it's all that off, but it's a little bit off. And the target share, the plays being called for Brandon are not necessarily there. He was used, and this is cited in the Mike Silver article, and he cites Eric Branch pointing out that Ayuk was used as a decoy a few times on some of the longer balls, like the one that went to Debo. Well, a decoy? Like, that's fine sometimes, but a $30 million decoy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's happening in the huddle if they look at Jamar Chase and they're like, all right, on this play, you're a decoy. You go over there and take everybody. Yeah, like here and there, not a lot.
Yes, but this offense is totally different.
I know.
That's where, you know, we can talk salaries and Brock Purdy's a star. No matter who you have, they're going to try to spread it around. It's Juwan and George and it's Jordan and Debo and Brandon, and everybody gets their fair share. There's, other than the Juwan game, which was a total anomaly, you don't often see one guy just go absolutely gaga in a game.
Now, this show does not suffer from much, but it does suffer from having a support staff that is still at marriage age. And what that means is we've got a support staff that keeps going to weddings.
Right.
You and I don't go to as many weddings anymore because a lot of the people, like, we've already done the, 27 to 35 years old or whatever.
Even the young coworkers who you think you're close with don't get invited.
Exactly. So Grandy on a plane to a wedding.
Oh, he's landed.
Again. And now, am I to understand that director of sports Lucas Alexander is going to be on the air?
Wait, what?
That's crazy.
In the 6 o'clock hour?
Me?
Brandon, is this an accurate
in
report?
In like 4 minutes?
Is this true?
I better get this together then.
What are you doing, Lucas?
I don't know. There's so much to choose from. Especially from our show. Man, Steve Kerr, Greg Cosell.
Right.
I think one of those will make the cut.
Okay, but who are you starting with?
We're starting with the morning roast, Dave Fleming talking about Buster Posey.
Okay.
And
he was great.
And a couple other additions to that conversation. A little Brandon Ayuk conversation in the conversation.
A conversation in the conversation?
Yep.
Okay.
And
you know what that is, don't you?
He's also, I don't. You can tell me.
Conversation sensation.
Come on, Lucas.
Okay. Ken.
And
else?
Our boy Dave Fleming is calling the College Game Day game of Saturday.
Oh,
he's going to be calling Miami Cal.
Oh, that's tremendous.
So a little mention of that as well.
All right.
I was told that he may or may not be allowed on campus. Huh? So we're going to have to confirm that.
Yeah,
being a Stanford man.
Stanford
I know you're going to ask, yes, I am going. And I'm going to College Game Day, actually.
That's not what I was going to ask. I was going to ask, are you nervous?
Seeing as though it's already recorded, don't tell anybody. No.
Wow.
It's so great. Last time he did it live, he ran 5 minutes long. It was pretty funny. I was in the car for that one.
A host recording portions of his show? Abominable!
Mm-hmm.
Gross!
Wow,
disgusting! Dude. I would never! All right.
And we'll see you in the aisles.
Lucas, live or Memorex, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Week 5 begins, my brother.
Here we go. Best day of the week. For Dibs, for Ken, for Lucas, and portions of Lucas on tape. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.